Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Second City. Tonight, we're very pleased to bring you scenes from the Second City, directly here in Chicago, in the Cabaret Nightclub, into your theater in the home. These scenes were originally improvised by actors, both on ideas that they had and lines that they made up as they went along, and from suggestions from the audience, audiences such as you see here tonight at the Second City. Many of these scenes, you will see a kind of nostalgia, kind of looking back to the past for certain old values. Of course, you may well ask, why are we looking back when today, obviously, everyone is looking forward? Well, when you think about it, what have we got to offer anyway?
I'm Bill Murray.
Manager. Well, I'm sorry, Heather, but tell me this. What kind of record store does not carry Pat Benatar?
Matt, nobody listens to Pat Benatar, all right?
Bite your tongue. Pat Benatar is a very good singer. She has opera training.
Yeah, you tell me that like every
you
day.
You like her. Hit me with
your
best
shot. Oh, my God, Matt! Hit me with your best shot.
Hell is for children.
Yeah, all of the answers are coming in slow. I just answer the questions I already know.
Chicago is the world capital of improv and sketch comedy, and for nearly 60 years, the Second City has created a wealth of comedic material from a legendary group of performers. And these include John Belushi, Gilda Radner, Joan Rivers, Bill Murray, Steve Carell, Tina Fey, Jane Lynch, Jeff Garland, Chris Farley, Martin Short, and Stephen Colbert, to name a few. And today, the Second City Training Center is the largest school of improvisation and sketch comedy in the world. And this morning, we welcome Carrie Sheenan. She's the president of the Second City Training Center. Carrie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Good to see you again.
We were just gushing, or I was just gushing, about how much I love this place. And my kids have gone here for years. And I would be remiss first to say, let's talk a little bit about the story behind Second City and the history itself.
Wow. So we celebrated our 50th anniversary in 1959. We had this amazing event back at 1616 North Wells. All of our friends came back for our party. We were thrilled. I mean, it is an amazing institution. It's gone through so many evolutions, and we've added so many different components to the business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, at the core of what we do are our actors on our main stage in ETC here at, you know, right at the corner of North and Wells. But we, in addition to that, we've just been really excited to grow these other areas of the company. The training center, as you mentioned earlier, and we have like this fantastic corporate division. And last year we started a film school, which was really amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, it's been entertaining for so many years. And I just remember going in the 80s, maybe it was the late 80s, when it was Tina Fey on stage and Rachel Dratch. And it was like we would go like every few months to see what was going on there.
Yeah, it's like a tradition for so many people, right? They just they go once a year or once a review, and it's just fantastic. It's just such a family thing.
We grabbed a group of 30 clients and took them last August, and I will tell you, that was a great experience.
Yeah, it's a fun place to take groups and to, you know, celebrate anniversaries, and, you know, right now, Dave, we can use all the humor we can get.
So, yeah, that's right. That's true.
You got to just come on over.
The chair is iconic as a theater itself. I was just on the 23rd floor with you to come pick you up, and in the Tribune Tower here in your temporary offices, and that chair is everywhere, that icon.
Yeah, That's definitely...
it's part of the story.
It is part of the story. And, you know, that's what Second City is all about. We make something amazing out of nothing. When you come to one of our shows, you'll notice there are not elaborate sets. There are not elaborate costumes. It's really just about what the actors make from just their own minds and creativity.
You want to talk about really training people without props and creating that atmosphere to make you believe you're in that room that they're talking about, you're in that experience. That's what Second City is all about.
Yeah, and they're the masters of that. I mean, yeah. this takes a long time to do, but they're the best of the best.
Now, the training center, been around 30 years?
Yeah, it's about 30 years. You know, it's really started as a way for us to train people to do our work on our stages. So there were just, you know, really informal workshops. I mean, sometimes I'm sure there wasn't even money changing hands. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the owner of our company really decided that it would be smart to formalize an education program with the company and really ground us in that space. And, you know, 30 plus years later, we have about 6,000 students across our three different training centers. And
wow.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Here in Chicago, we have about 3,500 students a week. We welcome thousands of people over the summer, both adults and kids, that do our summer camp programs. And we do week-long immersions for adults. And we have a pretty robust online learning program
as well. Yeah,
I saw that.
And I was just looking at the list of students, and I'd like to name drop a little bit here. But again, Steve Carell, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Mike Myers, Chris Farley, Amy Sedaris, Jack McBrayer, Kevin McDonald. You know, the list is endless of who even went through the training center. And when people, I think, some people think about Second City and training, they think about adults training to hit the stage or do comedy. But... you know, as I said, my kids have been taking classes here for 7-8 years. My youngest at 4 just started taking classes and absolutely loves it. But, you know, the classes, with all this electronic media that's out there, it teaches the kids, I think, interaction, which is so critical, and promotes that. Great for public speaking. I know my kids have been able to stand up in front of their class and make presentations because they've gone through so much of the Second City training.
Yeah, we are losing some of those interpersonal skills, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
that is for sure.
Yeah.
I myself have a 14-year-old, and she just spends, even when she's with her friends, you know, they're on their
Snapchatting
devices.
Next to each other, yeah.
Exactly. And it really is, it is a practice for your social skills and your communication skills, and it really, it teaches you how to be responsive and respond appropriately and really, you know, find humor in your bold, you know, choices. And if you make a mistake, you learn that it's really not the end of the world.
Sure. Right. It's a confidence builder, I think, as well. And, you know, I have always had a problem with time and place, which a lot of kids do. And I think that kind of hones in on that. They like know there's a destination when they take this class where they can just really be silly and let go and maybe focus a little bit more when they're in the classroom, you know?
Yeah, it's very freeing. It's very liberating.
Yeah.
You know, you can, you write your own rules.
Yeah.
You write
the
script.
And I think it's very affordable. And I know the next sessions, at least the weekend sessions for kids, start on the 25th of February. But I want to talk about the kids program first because I'm just so immersed in that myself. It's improv. It's acting. It's music. What are you doing with music?
So our music program for kids, it's all rooted in music improvisation. So it's really learning how to improvise along with music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're really learning how to rhyme on beat. You know, you're learning you learn how to really follow musical chord progression, so you can sort of understand how to come up with the next thing on time.
And then you do stand-up, TV, film, and digital, and then writing. You're teaching writing at an early age, which is pretty important.
Yeah, it is. It's probably the first fun writing class that a kid might experience.
Yeah, right. Fun. Exactly. I think that's the word. That's exactly right. And then for adults, so many different avenues. And my teenage son, who's now part of the media crew at his high school, you know, when we were sitting and waiting for our younger ones to get out, Josh was looking and paging through the books and starting to circle some things that he's interested in as far as the production side. But it's writing, it's acting, it's advanced improv, physical theater, stand-up. And then there's the conservatory. Tell me a little bit of what that's all about.
So the conservatory program is for our students that really want to learn what we are going to present on the stages at Second City. So you're learning how to create a full sketch review. It's obviously getting a deep dive into advanced improvisational skills, and then learning how to pitch ideas and experiment with those ideas, work them in front of a group, and then you're going to put up a full run of a show with your class at the end of that year.
That's cool. That's what I like about this. A lot of the classes do have like a little performance at the end just to kind of show what they've learned.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of part of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not every class, but it really is. I mean, improvisation is something that you want to do with other people and you want to share it in front of a group. And really, you know, we like to get people up in front of a live audience, even in the basic beginning improv program. After your third class, you're doing a performance in one of the main theaters, you know, sometimes in front of 100, 200 people.
Wow.
And it's
wow.
It's fun. It's surprisingly comfortable, even if you're new to it.
Now, stand-up. And I think about this class, and I haven't seen it. I think my son did maybe a stand-up class from a kid's perspective. But you got to kind of have some comedy chops walking into this, or are you honing in on what you need to do as a stand-up? Or tell me about that class.
Yeah, so the stand-up program is really interesting for us. We really do encourage students to take some improv first so they can really get comfortable with the performance aspect of stand-up. But at its core, it's a writing program. We are a school that teaches you to speak your truth, to speak your point of view, and be honest and authentic. And we're storytellers, and that's really what stand-up is all about.
So, you know, you can go online and you can sign up for a class, but you can also come and meet with somebody and talk about really what your goals are, and you'll create that path for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So we have a whole crew of folks, really awesome people, often people that have graduated from our program that are hanging out, answering our phones, and you can walk up and talk to them. We also have, you know, an artistic team. We have an artistic director, an associate artistic director, and then a whole team of program heads that focus on the individual areas of the training center that you mentioned earlier.
Now, what about your wellness classes? Tell me a little bit about that.
So the wellness program is really amazing. Kind of nothing that we really thought that we were going to do. It really sort of came to us, and then we developed it. Like local therapists, we came to find out we're sending people to our classes, kids and adults, who were maybe suffering with things like social anxiety, OCD, depression, different things that were just, you know, life challenges.
Wow. Okay.
And so we started this program a few years ago. It started with an Improv for Anxiety program. We've had hundreds and hundreds of people come through this program. We also offer it for teens. And it really... you know, it's really, it has been very, very heartwarming and a really exciting thing for us to offer.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Very helpful. When I was there this past weekend, I kind of walked through the Harold Ramis Film School area, which was ridiculously impressive.
Yeah.
So Second City alum, such an inspiration in the world of comedy, you know, Animal House, Caddyshack, Ghostbusters, Vacation, Groundhog Day, the list is endless. You know, when you say Harold Ramis, it's so tied into Chicago, and he passed away some years ago, and now there's a film school exclusively for filmmakers. Tell me a little bit about this.
So we couldn't be more lucky and more honored to have been able to partner with the Harold Ramis family. Harold's wife, Erica, has just been an amazing supporter of this project. And Trevor Albert, Harold's longtime producing partner all the way back to Caddyshack, I believe.
Yeah, wow.
You know, we all developed the school together with Jack Newell and various other people at the Second City. It is a unique approach to filmmaking. As mentioned earlier, really at our core, we are storytellers.
Right.
So what we're doing is we're not approaching film from a technical perspective. We're approaching it from being creative storytellers. And Harold was a very, very unique artist in that he obviously came from Second City, so he is an improviser. He is at his core an ensemble-driven performer. We're trying to really teach our students, if we can, to be sort of like the man he was. I know that that's sort of impossible, but he was a brilliant man. He was well-read.
In his image,
funny.
Oh, yeah.
He was, you know, he was a little bit behind the scenes, right? I mean, I'm sure you know that about him. He, like so many of our Second City artists, was all about making those around him look good. So we're really developing a school of ensemble players who are learning to write, learning to tell their story, and really put things up in a digital format in a different sort of way.
I've turned on his commentary on so many movies just to hear what his thoughts are behind it. And it's so unique, and it's things that I would, I guess, naturally never think of. And there's just such a depth. With such a depth to him in his filmmaking, I think that's cool that you're incorporating that in part of your education.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have special workshops and camps. We talked about summer camps. Tell me a little bit about those things.
Oh, my gosh. The summer camps are totally amazing. Yeah. We also have March break camps coming up.
Okay. All right. I got to look for that. Okay.
And winter break camps.
Okay.
The camps are really mostly in a two-week format. During the summer, they're 2 weeks. Spring break, they're more 1 week. But the kids are learning improv and sketch writing. There are some specialty workshops that are sort of peppered throughout the summer on some different areas. But at its core, we are teaching improvisation to the kids. It's, you know, once again, what we're trying to do is instill confidence in these children. Sometimes the kids that come to us are not the types of kids that are big sports, you know, folks. So, yeah. You know, a lot of those skills that you develop through sports, it's kind of the same, really, that we're doing here.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's team building and listening and all of those great things. And hopefully at the end of the day, too, they're making each other laugh, and they're certainly making us laugh.
And there's always so much going on at Second City itself from an entertainment perspective. And, you know, right now, politically charged as we are as a country, you know, and all these skits from SNL and always the performances at Second City, you talk about telling the truth and being truthful. You know, when I walked into a show last week, it was so topical about something that was going on with Rahm Emanuel like days before that was immediately written into the sketch. That's what I love about that. But there's so much to do in that building now. I mean, because you've pretty much taken over the whole building.
Yeah, we've pretty much taken over the whole building. We opened 1959, yeah. Which is our bar and restaurant. 1959 is the year that we were established.
Right,
we are pretty much the whole building. In addition to the main stage in ETC, where we have Second City sketch reviews, we have another theater that opened a few years back called the Up Comedy Club.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Tons of different types of things going on in that theater right now. It's really amazing. And then in addition to that, we have four different theaters that are all a part of the Second City Training Center, so you could see graduates of our program. You could see somebody who started a class 3 months ago.
Yeah,
it's kind of all over the place. There's always something to do 7 days a week.
Now, do you ever have any alumni just stop by either to watch a show or to check out the training center? Or you must have people once in a while that run by and come in.
We do. People come by all the time, and I think that I told this story once before on air, but it bears repeating.
Oh, yeah,
my favorite story was when Piper's Alley is sort of a big, weird building.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to navigate.
It is, yeah.
And Martin Short, who's a dear friend of our owner, Andrew Alexander, he came over to see Andrew, and he didn't know where to go. So he just stood in the middle of Piper's Alley and just simply started singing at the top of his lungs. And in just classic Martin Short form, and that was his way of just sort of announcing, I'm here, can somebody come and get me, and then take me to Andrew Alexander.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it does, we're really lucky that way. It's definitely like this, the comedic epicenter of the planet.
My daughter keeps asking me, is Tina Fey ever going to stop by? I'm like, well, I don't know. On a Saturday morning on the weekend, you never know.
Gosh, we can only hope. We can only hope. She's my hero.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And for more, again, on the training center or anything, Second City, just secondcity.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Secondcity.com.
Or you can just walk in and go upstairs, fourth floor, and you can go talk to somebody live and see what you're interested in doing.
Or stand in the middle of Piper's Alley and just start singing.
That's awesome. Always. just start belting out tunes. I love that. Carrie Sheehan, she's a president of the Second City Training Center. Thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. This is History coming up next on 720 WGN. Boom. Lovely. That was lovely.